time for another episode of Family Matters with Laura Daniels. Kristen Degnan and Renata Kowalczyk from Brown and Kelly are here. Ladies, good morning and happy summer.
Good morning.
If you go to mix96buffalo.com and click on the local pros tab, you can submit a question anonymously. Right now, we're going to talk about summer parties because, I mean, Memorial Day just passed. A lot of people, you know, coming over to your house. What happens, guys, if someone gets injured at your home? Let's say they're just walking across the yard and they trip on something and break an elbow.
Well, technically, they have the right to sue you if something was wrong with the property or you did anything that caused them to fall. If you placed something in the area and that wasn't obvious and they tripped over it or there was a defect in the property, they could sue the person who's hosting the party.
And what if they just simply rolled their ankle? Are you responsible for their medical bills?
Well, normally, if you would look at the level of someone's injury. If someone has a small injury, sometimes something can be worked out between the homeowner and the injured party to get rid of any potential case. What we always say is make sure that you have homeowner's insurance.
Yes. And isn't that the law? Do you have to have homeowner's insurance?
Not by law, no, you don't.
Huh? Interesting.
And you should also have renter's insurance if you're renting as well, too, for similar situations. Mm-hmm. But if someone's just rolled their ankle and they've got some medical bills, usually their health insurance policy will cover a large portion of it. There might be some deductibles, and here's where it will work out sometimes with the homeowners and themselves or the insurance company and the individual who was injured.
What about if it's a little kid? Would that kind of the same thing? Does it matter how old the person is? Because little kids, let's face it, like to get their hands and bodies into places they're not supposed to be.
They definitely do. It would be the same level of liability no matter what, if you're a kid or an adult. It's just that when you're a child, usually if there's going to be a lawsuit, a parent or guardian has to bring the lawsuit on your behalf.
All right, more questions you can submit at the local pros tab at mix96buffalo.com. Family Matters with Laura Daniels and Brown and Kelly.